Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is June 26th, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. We're going to say hi to some of you coming on now that people are being notified that we have gone live. Oh, do we have things to talk about tonight with what's happening out of New York and the nation, which is where I'm stationed, by the way. So I have an invested stake in what actually is going on right now. So let's say hi to people who are coming in. Oh, let's see who's here. I see Louisiana and Fairhope, Alabama. Hello and God bless you. Montana, God bless you. Hello, hello to our, I see our moderators all saying hi to me. God bless you guys for being on. Oh, I see North Dakota. I see England. God bless all of you. And Norway. Hello to our international audience coming in now. God bless you. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. I see Michigan, Kentucky, Castleton, New York. Hello to our neighbors in Castleton. Happy to have you on with us tonight. God bless you. I see Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, Oregon, and Tennessee. God bless all of you. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. I see Dallas as well. God bless you guys. Illinois as well. Ohio, Tallahassee, Florida, Missouri. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. I see Indiana as well. North Carolina, Sacramento, California. God bless all of you. We're very happy to have you on with us tonight. Let's see. Buffalo, New York. Hello to our neighbors about 5 hours north of us in Buffalo, New York, and in Wildwood, New Jersey, about 3 hours south of us. So God bless both of you. We're very happy to have you on with us. Hello to you in Plattsburgh, New York. God bless you. I see you on. Golden Valley, Arizona, Central New Jersey. Hello. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Let's see who else. Let's see who else is coming on. Oh, I see Minnesota, Kansas. God bless both of you. Boise, Idaho. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Baltimore. Hello to you in Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you. And in Oklahoma as well. We're very happy to have you on with us. Let's see. Canada. God bless all our wonderful viewers in Canada who are coming on. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight as well. And we'll do a few more as people are jumping on. I see Bristol, Tennessee as well. God bless you. I see Anna Maria Island, Florida. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us as well. I see Newfoundland, Canada. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. And apparently it's Christine's birthday in Scotland because people are wishing her a happy birthday in the chat. So happy birthday to Christine in Scotland. Hello to our viewers in Scotland and across Europe who are on with us tonight. So hello to as well to our Ark of Grace team, our moderators who are on with us. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I'm going to open up in prayer, guys. There is a takeover attempting to happen right now, and we are going to talk about it because this is on a collision course with a few things right now that are coming full circle from history. And we're going to talk all about it after we open up in prayer. So what we're going to do is we're going to give this over to the Lord, and then we are going to get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short, Father God. Lord, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Father, we come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, Father. Help us to seek your kingdom first. Teach us what pleases you today, Lord. Equip us to walk in your ways, Father. Lord, go before us and be our front and rear guard, Father. We acknowledge, Lord, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly laid down his life. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that Jesus Christ blotted out ordinances, disarmed principalities and powers, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He paid the price in full. He said, "Tetelestai," and it was finished, Father. We praise you. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back into heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place, Father. Lord, let the weight of your glory, your power, your presence, your authority, your might, your holiness, the conviction of who you are, Father God, the weight of your power, Father God, Lord, let it just fill the atmosphere of this place. Let it mightily go forth, Father. Let people tangibly feel your presence tonight, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor and minister to those who are watching. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, go before us. Be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words, Father God, tonight. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Father, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point, that every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weapon, deployment, strategy, campaign, snare, device, witchcraft, spell, dark arts, dark magic, enchantment that is deployed by the enemy and his agents, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command it broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father God, to be blocked from returning or having anything sent in its place. Father, tonight we put the whole and complete armor on of God according to Ephesians chapter 6 in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the shield of faith to go up in front of us to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command every arrow, weapon, dart being fired at us by the enemy and his agents be reversed upon the senders now in Jesus' name. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command be activated the sword of the Spirit and all its capabilities to now work in our favor, to destroy the snares the enemy attempts to place in our way, to pierce, puncture, dismantle, and destroy every plot, assignment, word, weapon, device, agent, snare, campaign the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy would attempt to place in our way, to destroy every demonic conspiracy that the enemy would attempt to raise, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, prosperity that you, O Lord God Almighty, have ordained for us. Father, we praise you. We bless your holy name. We know the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe. That under your wings, Father God, we can take refuge according to Psalm 91, Father God. Lord, we just praise you, Father God, that you are on the throne, that you inhabit the praises of your people, Father. We just thank you tonight, Father God. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer. If you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. We're very grateful to our viewers for that. Esther has taken her seat in the background because, well, she's got to sit there because I'm on my chair. And this is her favorite seat, actually, my chair that's right here. So Esther has taken her secondary seat right now as we go forth tonight. But yes, if you could share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it. Okay, now, we've got quite a bit to get into tonight, given what is happening. Given what happened in New York City, that should be a 911 alarm to the entire nation of the socialist sweep that just happened. This is not an accident. This is timed. This has to do with a lot of other moving parts that are happening right now. And we're going to break it all down for you because Zoram Mamdani is attempting to raise up an army and an empire right now in order to affect the nation and ultimately march to Albany and then to Washington, D.C. And so we're going to prophetically break this all down for you because this intersects not only with 9/11, but with a battle that King Cyrus fought, which I'm going to tee up and get into a little bit tonight. We're going to have a special guest on next week, and we are going to do a deep dive for all of you. I will announce it at the beginning of next week, but we are going to do some deep dive with a guest that we're going to have on next week about all of this. And as well, this has to do with the Battle of Vienna and what is happening with this Iran deal. It's not an accident. This is all circulating at the same time. It's all populating at the same time. So we're going to break all this down for you and show it to you. So we're going to put up the first article. Thank you. The View co-host issues warning to Chuck Schumer amid socialist victories, says, quote, you're in danger. Now, this is very interesting. These are coming from the hosts of The View. This is how you can tell that war is percolating within their ranks. The View co-host says wins by Brad Lander, Claire Valdez, and Daria Liza Avila Chevalier put wind in the sails of AOC. The View co-host Anna Navarro issued a warning to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on Wednesday after several socialist candidates swept the Democratic establishment in Tuesday's primaries. Navarro called New York City Mayor Zoram Mamdani a, quote, ruthless tactician, now remember that, who wants more people with his ideological bent elected to office. Now, you know who was a ruthless tactician? Haman from the book of Esther. He was a ruthless tactician. And Zoram Mamdani has the name Haman hidden in his name. So if you look at the name Zoram Mamdani, and we could put it up on the screen, and we're going to show everybody, he's got the name Haman. You can spell Haman from the book of Esther, the enemy of the people of God, who was raised up to high political position, who was a ruthless tactician, and who convinced a king and a kingdom to put out decrees of destruction against the people of God to ultimately try to take the kingdom. So this is not an accident. This is a very profound biblical parallel that is boiling over in this time that we're watching happen. Now, socialism is on a collision course and a derailment. It's picking up speed and it's going to suddenly lose a major bolt and run off the tracks. Watch what happens. It is going to pick up to a dangerous speed and then it's going to run off the rails, off the tracks. Watch what happens with this. But I want to read to you this word from the Lord from May 7th, 2026. This is the word I received on the National Day of Prayer. And this is why I wanted to show you this article first. It says, Jeffries and Schumer, says the Lord, your reckoning has come. Grace has thinned to a vapor. You assisted in outing members of your own party to hide what you have done. However, it is about to be found out, says the Lord. For this is a time of great uncovering, a time of agreements with signatures and great reward to come forth, and its content shown. Flash drives, hard drives, documents buried under bureaucracy shall be found, says the Lord. Now, this was May 7th, 2026. This just broke today about The View now, the co-host of The View, warning Chuck Schumer that he's in danger amidst socialist victories. Well, him and Jeffries were warned May 7th, 2026. And now this is the beginning of the spiral that we are going to watch take place. And you know what it is? This is what's coming to my spirit. It's a death spiral. When an alligator or a crocodile, because that's what socialism is, when that spirit gets a hold of prey, it puts it into a death roll. and it begins to roll and roll and roll with it. And that is what's happening right now. The Democratic Party has allowed this in, and now they're putting it into a death roll. And why are they doing this out of New York City? Well, I'm going to show you. It has way more to do. It has to do with Zohran Mamdani, but it has to do with far beyond him that we're going to get into. So we're going to put up the next article for you. Trump warns downtrodden blue states after socialist candidates sweep New York City congressional primaries. All three far-left winners were endorsed by socialist mayor Zohran Mamdani, who has often clashed with the president. President Donald Trump blasted the far-left socialist sweep of multiple New York City congressional districts and offered a stark warning to the, quote, downtrodden blue states. Zohran Mamdani said from headquarters last year, as it was not the end of a political movement, it was the beginning of one. He said this. He said, this is not the end of a political movement. This is the beginning of one. Now, the primaries that these socialists swept in New York City, this happening in Pride Month. Month of June is known as Pride Month. Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. So pride is the announcer of the destruction. The sweeping, what's happening, is the pride going out. It's the announcer of the destruction. This is Haman getting ready with his people to send out the decrees of destruction. That's exactly what this is, what we are watching unfold. They are getting ready to send out the decrees of destruction. Now, you have this multi-headed serpent on the Democratic side that is mutating. And now one head is now attacking the other and overtaking the other and swallowing it. So this is a serpent that split in two at the head. And now one has turned on the other and is now attacking it and swallowing it. And we're watching this rise out of New York City. This is rising now in the month filled with pride as we are racing towards Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, that begins on 9/11. Of all years, the socialist sweep could happen. Of all years, Zohran Mamdani could be raised to power. Of all years, it would be out of New York City. It's the year that Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, begins on 9/11. This is all happening within a two-year window. From 2025 to 2027, that two-year window equals 9/11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. 9/11. This is all raising out of New York City, converging with Rosh Hashanah on a 9/11 in a two-year window that equals 9/11. And the socialist sweep is in there. That is not an accident. This is timed for this reason. Now, President Trump's presidencies equal 9/11. 45 and 47. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. 9/11. This is all happening within this two-year window. Now, if we go to May 30th, 2026, I gave a word from the Lord. This is what it said. Now, this is very interesting. It says, revolt is percolating near July. Now, these just happened. These primaries just happened. We are literally 4 days away from July. Revolt is percolating near July, and an outcry to bring down the House. The White House, the ballroom, and its branches is rising in the nation. For rebellion is percolating to sabotage and disrupt the sharp turn the nation needs to continue to endure to right what has gone so wrong, says the Lord. For an implosion is imminent within your capital, within New York. Here it is, the implosion. Within California, within Texas, within Michigan, within Wisconsin, says the Lord. Revolt is percolating near July. We are literally watching this happen. We are days away right now from July. Now, If we go to the word from the Lord from last July, July 18th, 2025, this was before the mayor's race, because that happened November of 2025 in New York City. The word of the Lord from July 18th, 2025, they shall attempt an attack in New York City to attempt to sculpt a hero out of the mayor's race, says the Lord. They shall plot such an attack to attempt to shake the city in order to lay claim to a seat, says the Lord, that the enemy is laying claim to, says the Lord. For the sorcery and bloodshed and grave sin concentrated within New York City, the enemy has claimed rights to such and to place his disciple upon such a seat, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, their plot shall be found out, their players exposed. One candidate shall be greatly exposed for taking large sums of money from terrorist organizations, says the Lord, and the deal was made to give them a hub and a center in New York City to be their Mecca, says the Lord. They are eyeing a Mecca in your nation, says the Lord. Their pilgrimage is on the move, says the Lord, and a great shaking. This is part of that pilgrimage. This sweep, this socialist sweep that just happened, this is all part of it. New York City, we're going to get into why it's so important to them in a moment. But if we go to July 31st, 2025, I did a broadcast. It was called A Hostile Takeover. It had to do with New York City and what was happening. It was called A Hostile Takeover. And in that broadcast was the first time I brought up the prophecy of Genesis 16:12. Genesis 16:12 is really a prophecy. And what it says is Ishmael shall be a wild donkey of a man. His hand shall be against every man and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in defiance of all of his brothers. He shall dwell in defiance, not in peace, not in camaraderie, not in working together, in defiance of all of his brothers. Now, that first part, Ishmael shall be a wild donkey of a man. His hand shall be against every man and every man's hand against him. This was a prophecy showing there would never be peace with Ishmael. That was never going to happen. Now, 16 plus 12 equals 28. 2028 is our next election. That's what they're marching towards. This is why this is happening now. Now, on top of that, Ishmael shall be a wild donkey of a man. What party in the United States of America has merged more with Islam than any other? The Democratic Party. And what is their symbol? The donkey. Ishmael shall be a wild donkey of a man. His hand shall be against every man and every man's hand against him. That's exactly what is happening right now in the city. This is exactly what's percolating. This prophecy from Genesis is coming to pass in our time. And we have to realize that this is a strategy and a battle plan of the enemy out of New York City to try to take the East Coast, to take Washington, D.C., to take Albany. This is a strategy and a battle plan, and New York City has become their Mecca. Why do you think he was sworn in on a Quran in the sewer? This is all strategic in the realm of the spirit that's coming into the natural. Now, March 27th, 2026, word of the Lord. A covenant ratified from New York City where an attempted robbery of the covenant by the Ishmaelites has begun, says the Lord. New York City is about to be shaken. I'm going to read that again. A covenant ratified from New York City where an attempted robbery of the covenant by the Ishmaelites has begun. It just began with Zoran. Now it has swept. It began the robbery in progress with him. Now the other players are coming in. has begun, says the Lord. New York City is about to be shaken. The gallows shall be exposed. New York City will see an incident all the way to Central Park, says the Lord. For the alarm has sounded. Albany shall quake literally as the leadership of New York is shaken, is exposed. This is setting up for this incident to happen in New York City. This is setting up now for the decrees of destruction to go out, for the gallows to be built, for the shaking to happen, which is going to cause then divine reversals to have to go out to reverse the decrees of destruction if New York City will humble itself. But this is what they're doing. And you know why they're setting it up now? You know why it's being set up in 2026? I can tell you why. 2025, Purim, which has to do with the Book of Esther, which took place in Iran, was marked by a blood moon. Purim 2026 was marked by a blood moon. This is where they're setting up. Guess what 2027 is? 2027, we're going into a Jewish leap year, otherwise known as double Purims. Double Purims, Purim Katan, Little Purim, and Purim, which means double decrees of destruction, attempting to go out that is going to take a double portion of divine reversals. Hey, Cyrus, we're talking about you tonight in a little bit. Yes, we are. So this is what we're watching now, the ratifying of the robbery of the covenant by the Ishmaelites. This is what we are watching unfold. Now, we have to go back to 1683 to understand why this is happening now and work our way up. Because if we understand why this is happening, we know how to pray with precision. We know how to intercede. We know how to go before the court of God. This is why I'm doing this. Now, the city of Vienna, 1683. Capturing the city of Vienna had long been a strategic aspiration of the Ottoman Empire. They're attempting to resurrect the Ottoman Empire in this nation. Due to the control the city had over the Danube and the overland trade routes to Germany and the Eastern Mediterranean. Translation, Vienna was a financial hub. New York City, what is it? A financial hub. What is there? Wall Street is there. Trade is there. Captains of industry are there. Vienna was the New York City of its day. It dealt in the trade. It was a financial hub. And this is why they were eyeing it in order to take control. During the years preceding the siege, the Ottoman Empire, under the auspices of the Grand Vizier Kara Mustafa Pasha, undertook extensive logistical preparations. So before they ever attacked, they logistically moved everything into position. They logistically prepared. They logistically, transitioned into different areas around Vienna. This was tactical. It was strategic. They had been preparing for a long time to take Vienna. They had been preparing for a long time. Decades to take New York City. Now, this individual with this very, very long name, Grand Vizier Kara Mustafa Pasha, he was a nobleman and a military figure who had a lot of influence in advancing the Ottoman Empire. He was a military figure, he was a political figure that had a lot of influence, and he was highly influential in the time of the attack on Vienna. Now, let me show you why this is the same thing, what we're going through now with New York City, Zoran Mamdani, the socialist sweep. This is Vienna 911, 1683, coming full circle in this time. You know how I know this? We're going to put this man's name up. He's part of the Ottoman Empire. Ready for this? Ottoman Empire, Grand Vizier Kara Mustafa Pasha. Do you know what's hidden in his name? Zoran Mamdani Haman. The man that was so influential in strategically laying the groundwork and setting up to attack Vienna because they wanted it, because it was a financial hub. It was a mecca for them. This man, Zoran Mamdani, is hidden in his name. Zoran Mamdani and Haman are hidden in the name of the man that was crucial in the 9/11 Battle of Vienna, 1683. Because this is prophetically attempting to come full circle through a gate that was opened when he went into the sewer and put his hands on a Quran in the underbelly of the city and attempted to spiritually rewire it in order to open the gates for them to try to sweep it. This is what is happening. Now, this is a full circle moment of this influential figure now arising in Zoran Mamdani. Zoran Mamdani and Grand Vizier Kara Mustafa Pasha both have Haman hidden in their name. You could spell Zoran Mamdani as well from his name. Now, the siege on Vienna started July 14th. We are going into July. The word was revolt is percolating in July. The siege started July 14th against Vienna, and we are about to head into July in America's 250th anniversary. This is the setup. And this is when you see the party of Mamdani laying siege in the city, because this is another Battle of Vienna, 9/11/1683, for the Golden Apple. This is what this is, and we're going to get into that in a moment. I want to go to Isaiah chapter 47, verses 9 through 11, 9-1-1, because it has to do with this presidency and this moment when it comes to the nation in New York City. Isaiah chapter 47, verses 9 through 11 says, "But these two things shall come to you abruptly in one day, loss of children and widowhood. They will come on you in full measure, in spite of your many claims of power through your sorceries, in spite of the great power of your enchantments. For you have trusted and felt confident in your wickedness. You have said, 'No one sees me.' Your wisdom and your knowledge have led you astray. And you have said in your heart, 'I am, and there is no one besides me.'" Verse 11. "Therefore, disaster will come on you. You will not know how to make it disappear, and disaster will fall on you for which you cannot atone with all your offerings to your gods. And destruction about which you do not know will come on you suddenly." This has to do with this presidency and New York City and this 2-year window of 9-1-1 and these things now coming full circle. This scriptures in Isaiah have to do with what's going to happen to New York City in the time of President Trump. Now, the reason I know this too from these scriptures, because we are in the 47th presidency, and on the 11th day of the 9th month on the Islamic calendar, which was February 28th on our calendar, but it was the 11th day of the 9th month on the Islamic calendar, or 9/11, the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini is killed. He had the name Haman as well, and Amalek hidden in his name. Haman comes from the line of Amalek, from the book of Esther. Now, this is not just about Iran. This is about rogue militias rising up, connected to Amalek and Iran. This is what this is about. But we watched the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini be killed on the 11th day of the 9th month on the Islamic calendar, and he has Haman and Amalek hidden in his name. Because you see, that spirit of Haman is rising. It rose in Iran. It rose in England. It's rising out of New York City. It is attempting to rise out of areas of Europe. We are watching this happen. It is a persecuting spirit. It is connected to the spirit of apartheid, to the Spanish Inquisition, and every other persecution that has gone out against the people of God. Now, Isaiah 47, 9 through 11 is a warning for New York City that if this does not turn, if they do not humble themselves, if leadership does not humble themselves and repent, this is what's going to come upon New York City. Isaiah 47, 9 through 11. New York City is bringing the decrees of destruction upon themselves, and it will go all the way to Albany, and it will rupture the seats of those who thought they had a deal with such leadership, but in this time they will turn on them and sell them as slaves. Now, why is Iran and what is rising in New York City and other hubs happening now of all times? You have the war with Iran, the deal with Iran. You have Zohran Mamdani rising out of New York City. You have the socialist sweep that just happened, right? You have this pattern of 9-1-1, all converging at the same time and all converging within Donald Trump's presidency. Now, it has to do with two things. The Battle of Vienna, which we are going to get into more in a moment, and the last battle King Cyrus faced. The last battle King Cyrus faced. So these two things are converging now and coming full circle. And I'm going to touch on this tonight, and next week we're going to get into this even more in a very, very profound way. But the Battle of Vienna occurred 9/11/1683. Vienna was called the Golden Apple. The Ottoman Empire called Vienna, because it was a financial hub, the Golden Apple. It went in to try and take Vienna whole because it was a hub and they needed to take it all. The Ottomans were defeated when they attempted to go in, even though they laid strategically all this groundwork. And ever since, the enemy has been looking for a way to inflict that 9/11 battle throughout history to now. Now, Zohran Mamdani arises in 2025 in the mayor's race, after President Trump is elected November of 2024. President Trump announced America is entering its golden age. Now, remember, Vienna was called the Golden Apple by the Muslims, by the Ottoman Empire. So President Trump announces America is entering its golden age. Mamdani arises out of New York City. New York City is known as the Big Apple. New York City is known as the Big Apple. There is your golden apple. And it's in ground zero for 9/11. New York City is ground zero for 9/11. There is your golden apple, 9/11, Battle of Vienna, attempting to come full circle right now out of New York City. This is what this is. This is what this is. This is the 9/11 Battle of Vienna for the Golden Apple that is now happening again out of New York City. Now, New York is also called the Empire State. It's not called that for nothing, because they're attempting to raise an empire, an Ottoman Empire, out of New York. This is all strategic. Now, the socialist sweep, this what happened, happens at almost simultaneously at the same time that Obama raises his altar in the land out of Chicago. So as Obama, because that's not a building, that's an altar, raises that altar up, now hidden within that building in Chicago, the Obama Library, is 9/11. 225-foot-tall building, 83-foot-tall window. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, 8 plus 3 is 11. There's your 9/11 built into the specifications of that building, which is really an altar. And at the time that altar raises, because they're calling Mamdani another Obama, the socialists sweep in New York City. That is not an accident that this happened the way it did. This is not an accident. Now, to go further with this, all of this is prophetically timed to try to take over and overtake before the midterms, so then they can really have their Battle of Vienna if they take the House. Now, the other part to this has to do with King Cyrus. because Trump has been called the Cyrus. He has been called the Cyrus on billboards in Israel. He has been called the Cyrus by prophetic voices. It has to do with King Cyrus and his last military campaign before his death, because the fact this is being raised up out of New York City at the same time Iran has gone rogue is not an accident. It's prophetic. Now, sometime after Cyrus had subdued the Babylonians, he decided to secure his northern borders, probably due to Saka raids, S-A-K-A, into the Khorasmia satrapy by building a series of forts. So he decides he's going to build a series of forts to protect. And so one of these forts was called Cryopolis and established on the Jaxartes Jaxartes River. Okay. He was going to war against the Massagete. M-A-S-S-A-G-E-T-A-E. I'm going to tell you who they are in a moment. The Massagete, also known as Saka, were an ancient Eastern Iranian people that were like a militia, that were like a militia, like a barbaric group. They were an Iranian group who inhabited the steppes of Central Asia and were part of the wider Scythian culture. S-C-Y-T-H-I-A-N. Okay. Who were the Scythians? This is important for us to know for end time eschatology. The Scythians, right? Their origin is what the nations of the War of Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 38 will come from. The Scythians are the origin people from which the players in the War of Ezekiel chapter 38 will come from. Because Gog is a person, and then you have the places, Magog, Meshech, and Tubal. Their origin is the Scythians. So this people has to do with end time wars, and they are connected as well to Iran, part of Iran. So this is a rogue Iranian group of people who went to war against Cyrus. This is one of his last military campaigns that he ever fought. Now, the raids they were doing did not stop. And why would they? Cyrus, seeing he had two options to consider, this is what Cyrus did. Now listen to this, because what we're watching now is running parallel to this. Cyrus, seeing that the raids of the Saka, the Iranians, were not stopping, he had two options to consider. So first he takes the diplomatic approach by sending ambassadors to Queen Tamiris with instructions to court her. So first he decides he's going to take the diplomatic route. He's going to try to court the queen to marry her, pretending that he wished to take her as his wife. So Cyrus attempts diplomacy first, which was rejected. Then he chose the military option. This is why you see what's happening with Iran at the same time of what's rising out of New York City. These are modern day Saka who are opposing Cyrus, attempting to lure him to his demise and rising up in militias to try to take the land. So you've got the Ottoman Empire attempting to rise up in the Battle of Vienna, and you've got the Saka who are arising, who are part of the Scythians, who are opposing Cyrus. Now, in summary, the campaign of Cyrus the Great was a series of military expeditions that resulted in the establishment of the Persian Empire and reshaped the political landscape of the ancient Near East. What did Cyrus do? He rewired the political landscape of the Near East. What is President Trump attempting to do? Rewire the political landscape of the Middle East. His conquests were characterized by strategic brilliance, diplomatic acumen, and a vision of imperial unity. So what did he do? He had brilliant strategy. He had very well-versed diplomatic tactics. And he was trying to call for peace and unity. This is what Cyrus did. These are the three things that Cyrus brought together when it came to dealing with the Near East and the Middle East. Okay, this is running parallel to what we are watching happen today with President Trump, Iran, the war with Iran, the Iran deal, the 911, which I'm going to get into in a minute, and the Ottoman Empire at the same time simultaneously rising up out of New York City in an attempt to create another Battle of Vienna 911. These two have converged at the same time. Now, President Trump is called the modern day Cyrus. He is attempting to rewire the political, geopolitical landscape of the Middle East with this Iran deal. He is facing a rogue Iranian regime. He is facing the Saka. He is facing the Scythians, in which diplomacy was attempted, but ultimately a military campaign was executed. And even today, Iran violated the ceasefire and attacked a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, and the United States military deployed and bombed sites in Iran. Now, how does the 9/11 component get into this? How does it get into this? Now, in 540 BC, Cyrus captures Elam. Elam is Iran. Okay? Elam is part of Iran. So in 540 BC, Cyrus captures Elam and the capital, Susa, which is in Iran, which is where the Book of Esther took place, involving Haman and Amalek and the decrees of destruction that went out against the people of God. So Cyrus captures the area where the Book of Esther took place. Now, October 29th, 1029, 540 BC, Cyrus enters Babylon. This is where the 911 is hidden, because it's October 29th, 540 BC. 2 plus 9 is 11, and 5 plus 4, because the 0 has no value, is 9. 911. There is your 9/11 hidden in Cyrus's military campaign and in his entrance into Babylon. Now, fast forward. Now that we know this, fast forward now back to the Battle of Vienna, 1683. According to Lawrence Wright, September 11, 1683 was seen by Al-Qaeda as the date when the Western world gained dominance over Islam. So the Battle of Vienna, 9/11/1683, is seen by Al-Qaeda and by Islam and by terrorist groups as the date when the Western world gained dominance over Islam. The 11th of September, 318 years later, in 2001, would mark a rebirth of Islamic power. You see, when the World Trade Center was hit on 9/11, they were actually trying to prophetically cause the beginning of the birth of the Ottoman Empire. This is what they were doing when they did this on 9/11. And I understand there are very strong theories and evidences pointing that there were our own three-letter agencies that were involved in this, working with them. But what they were trying to do was mark the rebirth of now the time of Islamic power and the Ottoman Empire being raised up. 9/11, 2001. So 9/11 is a rebirth. That's how they looked at what was happening. Now, It was a rebirth, and what's happening in this nation and globally, we see 9/11 showing up over and over and over again in this time as a warning to us. We're in a two-year window that equals 9/11. Trump's presidencies equal 9/11. His State of the Union this year began 9/11 Eastern Standard Time. The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed on the 11th day of the ninth month, or 9/11. This keeps coming. A Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets this year, begins on 9/11. Because Islam and the Ottoman Empire is attempting a rebirth of its power out of New York City, which is where the covenant was made originally by George Washington, April 30th, 1789. 106 years after the Battle of Vienna, Washington makes this covenant from Federal Hall, New York City, and you wonder why they are warring on that ground. Because when the enemy goes to war to take territory, to take a nation, he's going to go to the area where the covenant was ratified. He's going to go to the area where the covenant sits, and he's going to legally war from that area in order to try to destroy the covenant. 106 years separates the two events. 106. 1-6, because the zero has no value. 1-6. What happened in this nation on 1-6? The insurrection that everyone was accused of happened on 1-6. Elections are ratified on 1-6. 106 years separates the 9/11 Battle of Vienna from Washington making that covenant at New York City. Now, interesting enough, this is the reason. Now, I'm going to show you something fascinating here. Washington made this covenant April 30th. When the enemy wants to war on grounds of covenant, he's going to try to counterfeit in order to try to align it enough that he begins to raise a siege against the covenant. Now, interestingly enough, saying this, this is the reason in San Francisco, California, April 30th, same day, 1966, the Church of Satan was formed. Because the enemy is after the covenant and will raise up on exact dates a siege to oppose such. This is why in California, which is the other bookend of the United States of America, we are seeing what we are seeing in this 9/11 window. This is why the battle for California is so great, because the enemy laid a siege there on the same day that the covenant was ratified by Washington. So the covenant is ratified by Washington and made April 30th, 1789. April 30th, 1966 is when the Church of Satan is founded out of California. And you wonder why portals of hell have opened in California. You wonder why there's such a battle over California. You wonder why this battle is raging as we see what's rising out of the sewer of New York City, as we see what's happening with Iran and the Iran deal. You wonder why, but it's timing. It is prophetic timing to war on certain grounds of covenant in order to try to open gates over New York City, over the nation, over Washington, D.C. This is why we are watching unfold what's unfolding. This is why it's unfolding in California. This is why the battle is so fierce for that state. This is why there is more fraud in that state. That state has one of the highest fraud levels right now. Why? Because that what happened on April 30th there laid a siege to California. And that's why Hollywood is there. And that's why the politics, the political landscape of California is the way it is. This is why we're watching San Francisco be turned into the bowels of hell with what is on the streets there right now. Because a portal was opened. A gate was opened. There was a siege laid against the covenant that was made in this nation April 30th, 1789. And this is why the war over California has reached such a crescendo in this time. So we have to understand, when we are watching prophetically the 9/11 Battle of Vienna for the Golden Apple come full circle in New York City, and we're watching them attempt to raise the Ottoman Empire, and at the same time, we're watching Cyrus battle the Saka through diplomacy and military campaigns, the Iranian militias. And we're watching that happen at the same time. And then we're watching happen at the same time over here what's happening in California. It is all converging at the same time and trying to lay siege to this nation before the midterms. Cyrus, 3 or 4 accounts have him being killed in that battle. This is why we have to intercede and pray. Because Cyrus played diplomacy. Now hear what I'm saying. He played with diplomacy too much with the Iranian Saka. And by the time he had to go in and finish the job, he was wounded in battle. Because he pushed diplomacy too much against a people that wanted him destroyed. This is why we have to intercede and pray with what's happening with this Iran deal with Donald Trump, because Cyrus died dealing with the Iranian Saka. And we have to intercede and pray that the enemy doesn't attempt to align it the same way, the same parallel, the same events, in order to get the same outcome. This is why we keep seeing 911, 911, Trump presidency, 911, 911, 2-year window, 911. It's a warning of what is trying to rise in this nation before the midterms and who they want to take out and destroy by luring them in to a game of cat and mouse of negotiations. This is why we have to pray, because this is a pattern. This is a pattern that the enemy would like to align and continue. This is a pattern when it comes to King Cyrus that President Trump has to be so careful with right now. This is a pattern when it comes to the Ottoman Empire in New York City and Haman and the Book of Esther and the decrees of destruction that are going to go out against New York City if they do not repent. Haman did not serve his full term because the gallows he built to hang Mordecai were the gallows that he himself fell on. He was raised up to high leadership politically. He manipulated the king. He put out decrees of destruction. He was going to annihilate the people of God. And in Esther, was positioned in the court before Haman was promoted. You see, when God knows the enemy is about to get his disciples promoted, he will position preemptively his servants and have them already in position before that promotion. And Esther was positioned, and she was waiting. And Mordecai was positioned, and he was waiting. And after that, Haman puts out the decrees of destruction to destroy the people within the nation. And Mordecai tears his clothes, puts on sackcloth and ashes, and mourns. And Esther tries to get him to stop, and he refuses. And he tells her, in so many words, if you remain silent, deliverance will arise from elsewhere. For do not think that you will escape what is about to happen. You and your father's house will perish. But who knows that you have been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this? These high-level Republican leaders in Congress right now, they need a Mordecai Esther chat. Do not think, if you remain silent in this, you will escape what is about to happen in Congress going towards the midterms. Do not think, if you don't say anything, that you will be able to hold on to your seat. Because those decrees of destruction are going out in this time. Do not think, New York City, Republicans in New York City, if you remain silent, if you do, deliverance will arise from elsewhere, but you and your house will perish. Because you are positioned. And if you squander that position right now and allow the Ottoman Empire and 911 to be raised and these decrees of destruction to go out against the city, Almighty God will raise up deliverers and they will replace you. The Republicans and the conservatives in New York City and in New York have gone into complacency. And they think if they remain silent, they're going to be able to keep their seat. Not with these decrees of destruction going out. And when they went out, Esther called for a fast. She called for a fast. A 3-day fast. No food, no water throughout the kingdom. And on that third day, she put on her royal robes, tired and weak, taking her life in her hands as she went before the king. And he spared her life out of the favor of God and his love for her. And you know what she does? She invites him and Haman to a banquet. That was the table the Lord was preparing for her in the presence of her enemies. That was it. You prepare a table before me, Lord, in the presence of my enemies. The Lord will prepare a table in the presence of the enemies of New York if, and this is a big if, those that are positioned right now, like Esther was positioned, will do what Esther did and not remain silent and intercede and pray and fast and seek the Lord. And send messages throughout for the people of God to come together. Because New York City is about to have those decrees of destruction go out and the gallows built. Haman and those who swept are going to try to build the gallows. And they're going to try to put out those decrees. And it's going to take the intercession of the people of God, fasting and prayer, in order for those weapons of mass destruction to reverse upon the senders. New York City will come under judgment. They already are. But they will further come under judgment in this time if they help Haman build his crimes. If they helped Haman build his crimes in this time, it will further come under judgment. Haman began to come under judgment when he realized that the king realized that Mordecai is actually the one that saved his life. And he began to fall in stature. And he began to go into a death spiral. As all of this was happening and Almighty God was reversing all of these events. And Mordecai was elevated to Haman's position ultimately. And Haman was destroyed along with his sons. If we think racing towards the midterms in Rosh Hashanah 9/11, nothing's going to happen. and it's not going to be explosive. And there's not going to be unusual attacks from land and by air and by sea. We are kidding ourselves at this point. Because New York City has made a covenant with a strange God in the area that the covenant with Almighty God was named, to try to have the jurisdiction over that covenant. And that was made now. And that was made in order to try to rewire spiritually and politically the landscape of the area in order that the Battle of Vienna 911 may now succeed. So you've got this on two fronts, these dangers right now. You've got Cyrus and the Iranian militias, that there's a bunch of negotiation going on. And when Cyrus did this, he negotiated too much and it ended up getting him. And he ended up falling. You have that on one side. And then on the other side, you have the Ottoman Empire attempting to be raised up. That is not an accident that all of this is converging in this time. In the time of the two-year window, that equals 9/11. It is a warning to us believers. It is a warning to the church. It is a warning and an alarm being sounded that we have to heed in this time. Because they're advancing. The wise man built his house upon the rock, the foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and slammed against that house. And the house that was built on the rock stood, and the house that was built on the sand fell, and great and complete was its fall. That is verse 27 in Matthew, I believe, chapter 7. 27. The midterms are November 2026, and then we march right into 2027. And great and complete was its fall. These are the warnings right now. New York City is building on sand. Congress is building on sand. The deployments are about to happen. The decrees of destruction are about to go out. The rain and the floods and the wind. We had twin earthquakes. Wait till you see us have twin hurricanes. They're coming in twos. Twin volcanic eruptions. Watch. Because it's all starting. Because the earth is crying out. And because of the time that we're in. We have to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. We have to be in the Word of God. We have to be running under the covering of God. We have to be interceding and praying that these strongholds are torn down. This is where the covenant is. My state is where the original covenant is. That is why that swearing in happened the way it did in New York City, to try to override that covenant. And this nation being rededicated back to the Lord, May 17th, 2026, on the National Mall, the same place where the Arch of Baal was taken and placed, is no accident. Now, that it's being rededicated from there, you have to take that ratification now that you have from D.C., and you have to take it back to New York City and ratify and uphold legally the covenant spiritually from there. This is so important, what is happening right now. And we have to pay attention. We have to pay attention. And we cannot get complacent or apathetic in this. We cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. We have to be sober-minded and vigilant right now in this. And we have to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say and discern what is on the move in the Spirit and what is trying to come full circle and align itself and parallel itself in order to open the gates for those events to happen again. We have to be aware of this. So pray and intercede for the discernment to see and understand what is moving about with this. because New York is a key to the midterms. New York is the battleground of the covenant. New York is ground zero of 9/11. New York is ground zero with the battle for abortion. It's because the covenant exists here. And that 9/11 is coming full circle in New York. Full circle in this time. And we have to pray that Haman, the gallows he's building and the decrees of destruction he's putting out, reverses upon the senders in this time in such a way that it will be very hard to ignore the fact that it is aligning biblically. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. I want to share a few things first. So if you could just stay on for a few minutes, I could keep going. I mean, praise the Lord. We'll do a part two. Don't worry. Next week is going to be intense and it's going to be great. And we're going to delve into this even deeper. So what I want to do first is put up Miriam. So we need your help. Miriam is a cat at our sanctuary. She's a cat at Ark of Grace. She was abandoned at a house by her owners. They just moved and left her. And the real estate agent found her. And we got the call. Miriam is actually, I think Miriam is 17 years old. I'm not sure she's 10. I think she might be 17. But she's an older cat. We're going to say that. She's a much older cat. She is fighting a lumbosacral disease. She needs a special injection monthly. She has to go to the vet once a month for a special injection for this lumbosacral disease she's fighting. She's a very sweet cat. She's got a wonderful personality. She's good with cats and small dogs. She's a little afraid of bigger dogs, but if you have a bigger dog that's got a really sweet temperament, she probably would warm up to them. If you are local in the New York area, the New Jersey area, and the Connecticut area, and you would like to adopt Miriam, we will actually help you too with some expenses for her first few injections. You can contact us and email us at hello@arkofgrace-ministries.com. So if you are local and you can give Miriam a wonderful home, and you can commit to doing these injections every month for her and giving a senior cat a second chance at life, please contact us. We would love to interview you and talk to you about it. And we would love to get Miriam an incredible local home. If we can't, we will keep her. And we're just going to keep working on her with all the animals in the house. But she is, she's getting used to them. But we would like to see Miriam in a wonderful, wonderful home. So please contact us if you can adopt her from Ark of Grace. Also, update on Charlotte the horse. Many of you know Charlotte went into the hospital with an infection in the under area where her belly is. And so Charlotte is on very strong IV antibiotics. We have been in contact with the doctors. The swelling is beginning to go down, praise God. She still is pretty swollen, but the swelling is beginning to turn. It's beginning to go down. And so they are going to continue with the intense IV treatment of antibiotics. They are waiting for cultures to come back to find out exactly what type of infection it is. And the doctors will adjust as need be. She has no fever. She is eating. Praise God. And she does. They said she's bright and she's got a really good disposition. So if you would like to know more or like to help with that, you could go to arkofgrace.org/events. And we have all the information you would need, our address, websites. So you can go there for that. Also, we're going to put up Givaderm. Givaderm has extended their sale. So we are very appreciative for that for our viewers. And so Givaderm is a plant-based, all-natural skincare line that I use twice a day. They are extending their Father's Day sale. It is wonderful for men. My husband uses it. He loves their soap. He loves their body lotion. And so basically, they have a special BioFacial Edition system, and you can choose two free gifts for him from the list on the screen. We also have the Amanda Collection with them. So if you want to purchase the Amanda Collection, we also have extras in that collection for you. You can use promo code ARC10 on both and get 10% off. But I have to tell you, in the age of chemicals in the skincare, this is an incredible all-natural skincare that is powerful and that actually works. And I absolutely love it. And I love that these women love the Lord, and we're happy to be able to be a blessing to them. Also, from Liebe Candles, they have a special edition 250th anniversary candle for America. So you can use promo code ARC10 to get 10% off your order. This is a limited edition. They came to us to do this with us just for the 4th of July. And so basically, you can use promo code ARC10 to purchase their limited edition United States of America 250th candle. And the last thing, our social media newsletter, social media handles. We're going to put everything up for you right now. So here's all our social media handles. Rumble, YouTube, TikTok is Ark of Grace Ministries. So is Truth Social. Telegram is Ark of Grace News. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X at Amanda Grace _AOG. We also have our Ark of Grace app, which you can download for free from the App Store. And we also have our sanctuary platforms. So if you want to know about all things animals and what's going on at the sanctuary, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram are all Ark of Grace Sanctuary. You can like and subscribe to that as well. So praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and our team for being on with us tonight. We most likely will be back on Tuesday live. We'll be putting out shorts over the weekend, but Tuesday most likely will be the next live. That is when our special guest is going to be coming on. So we'll announce that next week, because we are going to go even deeper with this than we have gone tonight. It's going to be quite incredible. So mark your calendars for Tuesday evening. We will announce. So we want to encourage you in the word as we sign off tonight. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day, and I do, and I encourage you to say it every single day. We have other psalms up there for you to speak and make part of your daily discipline with the Lord. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I speak those scriptures every evening before bed, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. Get into the discipline of speaking the word. Also, Isaiah 47. Go and read Isaiah 47 about what happened with Cyrus and Babylon. In fact, read Isaiah chapter 45 through 47, because it runs parallel to what happened in our election. So I will encourage you to do that as well as we sign off. We hope you have a wonderful evening, a wonderful weekend. Shabbat Shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters who are celebrating Shabbat tonight. God bless you, and Baruch Hashem. And we are glad to be a blessing to you. We continue to pray for you and intercede for you. There's Toby. Here we go. Here's Toby. Toby's getting his Toby's biopsies coming up, so keep him in prayer. So we want to thank you all. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful rest of your evening. God bless you. We will see you live next week. Keep the faith.